Welcome back. Today we're doing a super classic jungle and drum and bass move, sampling an old radio, not just because it's vibey, but because radios give you grit, weird randomness, human speech fragments, and that haunted broadcast atmosphere that instantly says DNB, and we're doing it safely, and we're doing it in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, mostly stock devices. By the end, you'll have your own little radio sample pack inside the project, a looping Atmos bid, vocal chops, tuned hits, and a couple of transition sweeps that actually land on the grid at 172 BPM. Before we even open Ableton, one quick safety and sanity rule. Start quiet. Old radios can jump in volume when you hit a strong station. So turn your interface monitor level low, turn the radio volume low, and bring it up slowly. Your ears will thank you. Now, capture method. Option 1 is the one I recommend for beginners. Record the radio with a microphone. It's the safest electrically, and honestly it sounds more authentic for DNB, because you get the speaker distortion and a bit of room tone. Set the radio on a desk. Keep it away from your audio interface and power bricks if you can, and point your mic at the speaker. Extra coach tip. Angle the mic slightly off-axis, not perfectly straight on. That reduces harsh paper fizz and makes the hiss smoother. In Ableton Live 12, create a new audio track and name it Radio REC. Set audio from to your mic input. Set monitoring to off if you don't want to hear it through Ableton while recording, or auto if you do. Now gain staging. This part is boring, but it's what separates usable samples from painful ones. Set your input gain so your loudest moments peak around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. If you're hitting zero, back off. Don't try to get radio distortion by clipping your interface. We can add distortion later with way more control. Option 2 is recording direct from a headphone output or line out on the radio, if it has one. If you do that, use the correct cable and go into your interface line inputs, not instrument or hi-z. Start the radio volume super low and creep up. And big warning, do not connect unknown speaker outputs directly into your interface. If you're unsure, just use the mic. Mic first is the safe default. All right. In Ableton, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for modern DNB. Arm radio rec, and we're going to record 2 to 5 minutes. And here's your capture plan, so you don't end up with 5 minutes of the exact same thing. First, record between station static. That's your noise bed. Second, record tuning sweeps. Turn the dial slowly. Those searching moments become perfect risers and downers. Third, record talk radio. Consonants and short phrases are gold for chops. Fourth, record little music snippets if you stumble on them. Even a messy chord can become an eerie pad later. And fifth, grab mechanical sounds, dial clicks, the power switch, even a couple of light taps on the casing. Those can turn into really characterful percussion layers. Once you've got the recording, jump into arrangement view and listen for your best 20 to 40 seconds. Don't overthink it. You're looking for moments with personality, a spooky phrase, a crunchy burst of static, a clean sweep, a weird glitch. When you find a good region, right-click and choose crop sample. That creates a clean audio file, which keeps your project tidy. Then consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl-J so it's one neat region. Now make 3 copies onto new tracks and name them Radio Atmos, Radio Vox, and Radio Hits. This little bit of organization is so DNB core. It makes arranging way faster later. Next, warping. Radios are messy. Warping is how we make them sit tight at 172. On Radio Vox, click the clip and turn warp on. Use Complex or Complex Pro, because it's voice. Find the start of a phrase, a clear transient like the first consonant, right-click, and choose set 1.1.1 here. Now, here's warp discipline. Use as few warp markers as possible. Align the phrase start, then maybe 1 or 2 anchors if it drifts. If you go crazy with warp markers, you'll get that watery, facey voice sound. Sometimes that's cool, but usually not for intelligible broadcast chops. Placement idea. In DNB, voice often feels best on beats 2 and 4, or on the offbeats, thans. So you can line a phrase up right before a drop, then chop it into 1/8 notes during the drop as rhythmic texture. On Radio Atmos, the hiss and static bed, you have 2 good options. Option 1. Warp on, texture mode. Set grain size somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds and listen. Option 2. If warping makes the bed swim in a weird way, turn warp off and loop it with the clip loop braces, and add tiny fade so it doesn't click. That often sounds more natural for noise. Now we build processing chains, stock devices, DNB ready. First, the Radio Atmos bed chain. On Radio Atmos, add EQ8. High pass at around 200 to 400 Hz to clear out rumble that will fight your sub and kick. Then if it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Remember, you want texture, not pain. Next, add auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Start the cutoff around 6 to 10 kHz. You can add a tiny bit of envelope movement so it breathes, or later we'll automate the cutoff in the arrangement for energy. Then add redux, but subtle. Downsample around 2 to 6, bit depth around 10 to 14. You're not trying to make it a video game, you're trying to give it that gritty broadcast edge. Then add utility and pull the gain down. Ought. Seriously, start around minus 18 to minus 30 dB. The Atmos bed should be felt more than heard, especially once drums come in. If you want it wider, you can push width a bit, but be careful. Wide hiss can be cool, but it can also mask your hats and snare snap. Now the huge DNB move, sidechain ducking. Add a compressor after utility, enable sidechain, and choose your drum bus or your kick and snare group. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 140, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. That makes the static breathe with the drums, and suddenly it feels glued into the groove instead of sitting on top. Second chain, broadcast box chop. On Radio Vox, at a gate first, the goal is to close down the noise between words. Adjust the threshold so it shuts when the voice stops, but doesn't chop off syllables. If it's chattering, ease off the threshold or play with release. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. And if the voice needs to cut, a small boost around 1 to 3 kHz. Keep it subtle. Too much and it'll get honky and fatiguing. Then saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. That's your controlled broadcast crunch. Then compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the consonants pop. Release around 60 to 120 so it stays energetic without pumping weirdly. Then for space, use delay or echo. Set it to an eighth note or quarter note. Keep feedback low, like 10 to 25%, and filter the delay. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it doesn't clutter the mix. Now the fast chop workflow that feels like Riedel Jungle Technique. Right-click the vocal clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing, or pick a grid like 1/8 if you want it more rigid. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Program a simple tube bar pattern, put slices on offbeats, and sprinkle a call out right before snare hits. That answering the snare thing is basically a cheat code for DNB energy. Third chain, radio hits and stabs. On radio hits, find a crunchy moment, a static pop, a station switch click, the start of a word, anything with a nice transient. Consolidate it into a clean one shot. Drag it into simpler on a MIDI track. Set simpler to one shot mode. Enable snap. Tighten the start and end. If it clicks in an ugly way, add a tiny fade. Then process it. EQ8 with a high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 20%. Crunch 5 to 15. Usually turn boom off for these, because we're not trying to add sub to radio clicks. Add auto filter and use a band pass for that tuned radio sound. Automate the cutoff in builds. This is how you turn a random click into something that feels designed. Placement idea. Use these hits as pickups into snares, or as punctuation at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. In drum and bass, those little signposts make the loop feel authored. Now we resample, because resampling is where this goes from cool recording to finished sound design. Create a new audio track called Radio Resample. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Now play your vocal chops and hits with all your effects and a little improvisation. Record 8 to 16 bars. Then chop the best moments out of that resample recording. Those become your fills, your drop markers, your glitch layers behind snares. And the best part is, they already sound cohesive, because they've been printed through your chain. Let's talk quick arrangement. Here's a simple 16-bar plan at 172. Bars 1 to 8, intro, bring in Radio Atmos, filtered, maybe a little filtered Radio VOX, but keep it mysterious. Slowly automate the auto-filter cutoff opening, so the noise gets brighter over time. Sprinkle one or two radio hits with a long reverb tail. If you need the tail clean, you can freeze and resample it. Bars 9 to 16 build. Tighten the gate on the vocal so it's more rhythmic. Add an eighth note delay. Increase distortion slightly. Use a tuning sweep as a riser and stretch it to exactly 4 or 8 bars if you want it to land perfectly on the drop. Then sidechain the Atmos a bit harder so it pulses like it's part of the drums. Drop at bar 17. Tuck the atmos low. Keep it ducked. The vocal chops become accents, mostly offbeats. And pick one broadcast phrase as your hook. Maybe once every 8 bars. That's the difference between iconic and annoying. Common mistakes to avoid while you do this. Number 1. Recording too hot. If it clips, you can't unclip it cleanly. Keep peaks around minus 12 to minus 6. Add saturator later. Number 2. Leaving low-end rumble in the radio layers. High pass. Often 200 to 400 Hz is the sweet spot. Number 3. Radio noise masking hats and snare. Dip a bit around 6 to 10 kHz, or just sidechain it harder to the drum group so transients win. Number 4. Warping voice until it sounds like soup. Complex Pro. Minimal markers, only fix what needs fixing. Number 5. Overusing the radio effect so it becomes a gimmick. Commit to 1 or 2 signature moments per 16 bars. Make them count, then get out of the way. Now a few darker, heavier DNB tips if you want to push it. To make the radio feel possessed, put auto pan after distortion. Keep amount low, like 10-25%, rate at an 8th or 16th, phase at 180 degrees. It'll move without sounding like a cartoon. For mid-range menace, gently push around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, then tame harshness with a small dip around 3 to 5kHz. That's often the sweet zone, where radio starts to sound threatening instead of just noisy. Try parallel destruction. Duplicate the vocal. One clean and low. One dirty with saturator into redux into drum boss. Blend to taste. And if you want a pirate broadcast drop tag, pitch a phrase down 3 to 7 semitones in simpler, add echo with a dotted eighth, then resample it. Printed tags feel way more real than leaving it live. Quick practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 to 25 minutes. Record 60 seconds of tuning plus speech. Make a 2-bar hiss loop for radio atmos. Make one vocal phrase sliced into 8 pieces. Make 3 one-shot radio hits. Build a 16-bar loop. First 8 bars, atmos plus one vocal phrase every 2 bars. Next 8 bars, add the chopped vocal rhythm and one hit at the end of every 4 bars. Then add sidechain compression so the atmos ducks to your drum boss. Your goal is simple. The radio should feel like part of the groove, not just a layer sitting on top. Final workflow tip for Live 12. Once you crop good regions, drag them into your browser. Create a folder called Radio Recordings and save your best raw captures. This audio version is shortened for playback.